So when I first got to Medina, I tested out a level one for the Arabic Institute, and that's no amazing feat. Like, it's not like a big deal. A lot of people do it. But because of that, it put me in night classes. Like, they didn't have the ability to have all of us doing classes during the morning like was typical. So for whatever reason, Mustafa Thani for the Arabic Institute, they had us in night classes, which is very, very challenging because they didn't really have the bus system up and running yet or anything. And I was also living off campus. Yes, when I arrived, there was no space for us in the university on campus. So the university was renting these other buildings on the opposite side of the city. So they had to coordinate buses and stuff like that. Alhamdulillah, we were patient and we made the best of it. One of the opportunities that presented itself from that was that we could go to the Prophet's Masjid for Fajr. And there's, you know, Quran halakas and stuff like that after Fajr. But since we're out in, you know, East Jibbit or whatever, you know, we don't have any buses taking us. Normally, if you live on campus, there's buses that take you to the Prophet's Masjid for, you know, lessons in the evening. We didn't have that. So for the first little bit, nobody went. Well, me and a couple of friends, we got together one day and we just said, you know what, we're tired of not taking advantage of this. Let's just leave, you know, 20 minutes before Fajr and let's just start walking and let's just see what happens. Bismillah. And so that's exactly what we did. Pitch dark, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour before Fajr, we start walking. And we didn't get far before somebody pulled over on the side of the road to pick us up. Now, normally in Medina at that time, people would be basically like taxi drivers, you know, like everybody's a taxi driver. So you would negotiate a fare or whatever. But because we were going to Fajr prayer at the Prophet's Masjid, nobody would ever ask us for any money. They'd always take us. And so when we told the other students that this was what happening, more and more students started coming and doing this. And yeah, there would be people. I mean, and we would get to know some of the drivers. Sometimes there were the same people multiple days. We would see them and we'd, you know, strike up conversation and things like that. So in my entire time living there and walking to Fajr, we started going to Quran halakas after Fajr and things like that and benefited a lot. I never once paid for a ride to the Prophet's Masjid every single time. And it's about an hour walk, so it's not a small thing. Every single time, somebody picked me up for free and they brought us. May Allah reward them.